This holiday season, reach for the one butter that never disappoints. Kerrygold. Made with milk from grass-fed cows on Irish family farms, it's rich, creamy, and perfect for baking. Whether browning butter for cookies or crafting the flakiest pie crust, Kerrygold's high butterfat content makes all the difference in flavor and texture. Holiday treats will taste extraordinary.
Hey there, awesome humans. Rachel Carter here, your friendly guide through the wild world of tech and well-being. Welcome back to Digital Poison, the dopamine cure, where we dissect the screen addiction conundrum and learn to reclaim our time and sanity in this ever-connected age. Today's episode is all about navigating that tricky terrain of screen addiction without letting guilt and shame become your constant companions. Let's be real, you know those moments when you catch yourself scrolling mindlessly for hours, even though you have a million other things to do. Or maybe you feel a pang of guilt after being another Netflix series while ignoring your actual responsibilities. Ever felt like the digital world is secretly running your life instead of the other way around? You're not alone. That feeling of being trapped in a screen-fueled vortex is incredibly common, and it can leave us feeling overwhelmed, frustrated, and frankly, pretty lousy about ourselves. But here's the game changer. We're ditching the guilt trip and embracing a kinder, more compassionate approach to our digital habits. Because guess what? You deserve to enjoy technology without feeling like a digital slave. So, how do we break free from this cycle of shame and reclaim our relationship with screens? Here are five key takeaways to keep you going. 1. Reframe your mindset. Stop viewing screen time as purely good or bad. Instead, think about it as a tool that can be used for both positive and negative purposes. Like any powerful tool, it's up to us to wield it responsibly. 2. Identify your triggers. What situations, emotions, or even times of day make you reach for your phone out of habit? Maybe it's boredom, stress, loneliness, or simply the urge to check notifications. Once you know your triggers, you can start to develop strategies for coping with them in healthier ways. Think about what else brings you joy and fulfillment: reading a book, taking a walk, connecting with loved ones face to face. 3. Set realistic goals. Ditch the all-or-nothing approach. Instead of trying to quit social media cold turkey, which rarely works, start by setting small, achievable goals. Maybe you aim to spend 30 minutes less on your phone each day or turn off notifications during specific hours. Every little step counts. 4. Designate tech-free zones. Create spaces in your life where screens are simply off-limits, like the dinner table, your bedroom, or during certain activities like exercise or spending time in nature. This helps you cultivate a sense of balance and presence in other areas of your life. 5. Practice self-compassion. We're all human. There will be days when you slip up and spend more time on screens than intended. Instead of beating yourself up, acknowledge it, learn from it, and gently redirect your focus back to something nourishing. Remember, progress, not perfection, is the key. Think about that last-minute work email you sent after already clocking out for the day, while that random scroll through social media right before bed. You know those moments where technology seems to hijack your evening plans? You're feeling stressed from work, and suddenly you find yourself scrolling endlessly through news feeds instead of unwinding with a good book. Suddenly it's 2 a.m. and you're wide awake, wired from the blue light of your phone. Sound familiar? I've been there too. That's why this week's episode is all about embracing that self-compassion factor. Remember, technology isn't inherently bad, it's how we use it that matters. And sometimes, even with the best intentions, we can find ourselves stuck in a cycle of screen time that doesn't serve us. That's where those five key takeaways come into play. Reframing your mindset, identifying triggers, setting realistic goals, designing tech-free zones, and practicing self-compassion, these are the powerful tools you need to navigate the world of screens without letting guilt or shame hold you back. Remember, taking control of your digital life isn't about becoming a Luddite or shutting off from the world entirely. It's about creating a healthy, balanced relationship with technology that allows you to live a more fulfilling and intentional life. So, ditch the guilt trip, embrace compassion, and start reclaiming your time and sanity today. Ready to dive deeper into this journey? Share your thoughts on today's episode. What strategies are you already using to manage screen time? What challenges are you facing? And most importantly, what small step can you take right now to create a more mindful and intentional relationship with technology? Let's keep the conversation going in the comments below. Until next time, keep shining bright, amazing humans.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.